you be mine.
Eddie Rich, one of the greatest tenor voices in all of rhythm and blues. There's no question about that. It is a real pleasure to meet you and to be in the same room with you.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate, you know...
When did you begin singing? What was how old were you when you first started? When you first stood on that street corner and started harmonizing?
It was coming up, you know, everybody, you know, during that time, groups was singing on the street corners. We just heard another group. Then we get on it. They say we want to sing. Then they try. Eddie, you want to sing one? You know, that's how we come above. You know, doing things like that. You know, because matter of fact, I was gifted because I could do things when I was small. My mother got scared. I could sing a song that she wouldn't believe. I heard one time they said, I could sing it all with. She couldn't believe it, you know. I was just gifted, you know, thank the Lord. I was just gifted, you know.
Do you remember the first record that really blew you away? Like the first song you heard on the radio or on somebody's phonograph that you just heard it and you said, oh, that's music. That's what I want to do.
Well, I'm going to go back again. That was Sonny Till when he made Too Soon to Know. And everybody wanted to be an Oyo out there, you know, even me, you know. So during that time, that's what gave me the ambition to do what I'm doing now, because he, you know, focused on that, you know.
Now, both the Swallows and the Orioles are from Baltimore. Did you guys, you knew each other before the Orioles broke, didn't you?
Yeah, we know, and they were living, we just go to the houses, to one of the houses, and sit down, and we listen outside the window and hear them the rehearsal, you know. And then we heard them do a number. We go right back in the house there. We didn't sing nobody else's number. Well, we didn't fool. I was singing, I like the Mill Brothers and all them. I'm not going to knock that. But after that, hey, it was the Orioles.
The Orioles changed your life.
Yeah.
Made you want to sing.
That's right.
And the original group got together early 50s?
Yeah, early 50s, you know, going early 50s.
Okaleers were the, you joined that group.
Yeah, I joined that, yeah.
And who was in the Oakaleers?
It was, Earl Lawrence Coxon, Gabby, I forgot his last name, Irvin Turner, you know. It was a whole lot of us, you know. But we broke it down later on, we got together, you know, and that was it, you know. And so right from there, that's part of that, you know.
When you guys formed the Swallows and you got together and you started singing,
it was back in the 50s. You know, really, we didn't start getting right to really in the 50s because we was singing in town, you know, locally, you know, too, you know.
Was it always your intention to make a record, or were you guys just thinking, well, if we could just sing and make some money from night to night, that'll be okay? Or was your original ambition, we want to make records, we want to have hit records like the Orioles?
My ambition was always been, when I see them on the Styles way back there, I always say I want to be at the Royal Theater. My dream came true. My Lord, the good Lord answered my prayer, you know. And I wanted the Royal Theater, you know, and that made me feel good. And that was it, you know. I didn't know that we were going to make a hit record. We recorded, and I said, well, we recorded. That's it. Next thing the man told me, he said, yeah, you quit your job, you know, you can go ahead, you're going on the road, you're going to start traveling. And that was it.
How did you originally meet Henry Glover, the A&R man for King Records?
Well, Herb Goldstick was our manager, and what happened? We rehearsed up the store there, you know. He was an R&B promoter, you know. He comes down to all, not just this city, New York, everywhere. He comes down to promote the record. So he heard us. We the only group that didn't have to go out of town. The only group didn't have to go out of town to get a contract. They bought the contract with us. Atlantic really wanted us, at first we went with them, they said, we'll let you know. The time that we got, that we signed up with King, Atlantic came after, it was too late.
So there could have been a bidding war if Atlantic had beat them to it, huh?
Yeah, well, we went there, we tried to get, you know, my manager talked to him, you know, I mean, you know, at that time, and they said, the man was in the store, he said, yeah, I'll let y'all know I'm going to New York, you know, we got to record the group called The Clothes. So I said, okay, you know, so time we fool around, I'm like, well, we didn't wait. He said, well, he signed it right there, you know. Next thing I know, I sang that song, I learned a song called Since You've Been Away. The man said, Henry Glover said, if you learn that song eight of the day, I'll be back to take y'all to New York. I learned that in no time. And that was how it happened.
let the sun come out again.